Okay, good morning, everybody. I'm Jeff Young, Chair of the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. I'd like to welcome everybody to our December 2nd board meeting here in San Luis Obispo. Ms. Hewitt, would you like to take roll?
Monica Hunter.
Present.
Gary Shellcross.
Here.
Russell Jeffries.
Good morning.
Good morning. Jeffrey Young.
Here.
Daniel Press.
Present.
John Hayashi.
Present.
Leslie Balker.
Here.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Briggs, would you like to do introductions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We just heard from Executive Assistant Carol Hewitt, and seated next to her is Assistant Executive Officer Michael Thomas. Seated to my left is our counsel, Lori Oaken, from the State Water Resources Control Board. Jerry Secundi.
Who's here?
Hiding. Jerry Secundi is a member of the State Water Resources Control Board and is our liaison to this region. Thanks for joining us, Jerry. We will be introducing other staff as their items come up. We have, however, Chris Adair in the back corner over here who has the testimony cards. And so if you could fill those out for the items you're interested in and turn those into Chris. Where is he? Oh, there's Sig Christiersen. He's hiding also. Sig, how about standing up and saying hello? Sig is a former regional board member. Glad you could join us today.
Morning, Sig.
Morning, and I understand, sir, that you could be a potential witness in the Los Osos matter.
Yeah, right.
Well, if you stay around here any longer, you're going to be put under subpoena.
Swear him in now.
All right.
I don't know if there's anyone here for the Los Osos item, as the chair just mentioned. We did not conclude that item last night. The board said that we would take that up sometime after 11 a.m. this morning. So our goal this morning is to make as much progress as we can, especially on the action items that we have on the agenda. And so we will, to the extent that we can, we'd like to take up the action items, perhaps skipping over some of the status reports. They may get deferred altogether. However, if anyone is here to address any of the status report items, I certainly recommend that the board hear those people, because I know some of you traveled to speak to the board. So I recommend that we hear from you, even if we either have truncated or deferred staff presentations on those items. For the action items that we have on the agenda, we have supplemental sheets, and also we have what we call our question and answer document, which answers questions that we receive from board members about agenda items once we publish them. So if you're interested in the following items, we have extra copies, again, back there where Chris Adair is in the corner. So we have a supplemental sheet for item 11. That's the Pajaro River sediment, total maximum daily load. For item 13, Guadalupe oil field. For item 15, that's a corrective action plan approval for the 200 Five Cities Drive site in Pismo Beach. We have both a supplemental sheet and a Q&A document for item 21, which is the Monarch Grove Homeowners Association. We have a supplemental sheet for item 24, the Madonna Plaza Shopping Center in San Luis Obispo County. And then lastly, we have a supplemental sheet for item 28, which is the executive officer's report, and that specifically refers to stormwater. And I think that's it as far as announcements at this point, Mr. Chairman. Item 10. Oh, supplemental sheet. Okay. Thank you. So we have a supplemental sheet for item 10, Pajaro River Nitrate TMDL. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay.